Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Matt Chat live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond, and I am joined tonight by my wonderful co-host, Miss Callie.
Good evening, Ace. How are you tonight?
Well, other than that 2-minute delay, I'm doing just wonderful.
Well, let me tell you what, we've got one hell of a show tonight. And I do mean one hell of a show. We have got two of the brightest young women in the Northern Wrestling Federation as our special guests. We are going to discuss FanFest 12 and what we see on the horizon for these two young ladies. And let me tell you, FanFest is probably our biggest show of the year. It is huge. It is an all-day event. So people, if you haven't checked out an NWF show yet, or if you've never checked out FanFest, you need to make sure you are at this show because it is live, it is all day, and it is truly, truly a blast to be a part of.
Yes, it is. I'll be there. I know you'll be there.
Look, at the thought of me not being there, I got a dirty look already. So, yeah, I will be there.
And these two ladies will definitely be there as well.
Oh, if nothing else, to get their fair share of retribution and putting Gideon Weinstein and Lexi Green in their place.
Well, why don't you go ahead and introduce these?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show right here tonight, Nikki Victory and Big Mama.
Hey,
welcome to the
you?
Show, ladies. I'm good, thank you. How are you doing this evening, hon?
I'm good.
Let's discuss it because we all know FanFest is huge. I know I'm excited for FanFest. I'm sure both of you ladies are excited for FanFest. So before we get to what I am ultimately looking so forward to, which is you two women just beating the crap out of Gideon and Lexi, let's discuss some of the matches that we've got upcoming for that show. We've got on the card. I'm sorry? We've got, in the Ultimate Ladder match, we're going to have Unified Champion Lexus Montez defending that title against Christopher Michael Lotus, Justin Lane, T-Money, and the returning Sean Virus Hard Drive. Now, I've seen these gentlemen in action. I know you ladies have seen them. Let me get your thoughts on who your pick is to walk away Unified Champion.
We seem to be having some technical difficulties.
I believe so, because so Ace, well, wow, you can hear me, right?
I can hear you loud and clear.
All right, Nikki, are you there?
We had 6 callers on the line, and all but one of them has dropped off, and I'm not sure. Okay, we've got one back on.
Okay, who do we have here? Okay, this must be a really bad connection.
Oh, okay. I think I'm back in now.
Hi, Nikki.
Hey, sorry. I think my phone's a call or something.
It happens. Apparently everybody's having a little bit of trouble with that tonight. So, well, we're waiting for the rest of our guests to call back in. Let me pose this question to you. We've got the ultimate ladder match for the unified title. We've got the current champion, Lexus Montez, who's going to defend against Christopher Michael Lotus, Justin Lane, Team Money, and the returning Sean Virus Hard Drive. Give me your pick to win that match.
Competitors in this match.
There are a lot of great competitors. I will agree with that.
And we still seem to be having some technical difficulties.
I'm going to hang up and call back in, and let's see what happens.
Okay. Miss Callie, you are back on the air.
All right. And looks like we've also got Big Mama on the line. Let's bring her on.
Now, we've got about three different people on the line, so text me that number. Okay, Big Mama is on the line.
How are you
Big
guys
Mama,
doing?
Oh, we're good.
It's doing pretty good. Just got done putting up some flyers for FanFest 12.
Hey, hey. That's the way to do it. Hang them up, get them out, and get the people in the door.
Exactly.
So let me try to ask you this question. Because we're going to discuss the matches for FanFest 12 here. First match I'm talking about, it's going to be that unified title match, the ultimate ladder match. We've got Lexus Montez defending that title against Christopher Michael Lotus, Justin Lane, Team Money, and the return of Virus. Who would be your pick to win that match?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I'm going to be honest. I have been around for every single FanFest. And this might be the most loaded Ultimate Ladder match I've ever seen. I mean, there is some incredible potential in that ring, to say the least. You know what? I'm going to go with the dark horse. Dustin Lane has really been showing some fire lately, and it might just be his time.
You know what? I have to agree, because he has really, over the course of the last few years, and especially since he's managed to lose the dead weight in Jay Donaldson, has really seemed to come into his own and really step up his game.
So you could absolutely stay losing the dead weight, I guess.
because I'm telling you, the boy knows how to hustle, and he gets in there and he works, and I it may be his year, so we'll have to wait and see. Because I'm looking forward to it just for the fact of, like you said, the potential, the talent in that match is just unreal. I don't think we've ever had that culmination of with that much talent at one time in that ring for that specific match.
Absolutely. So absolutely. It's going to be a match to watch.
Is definitely going to be wild. It is going to be over the top. And I personally, I can't wait to see it. We've also got a hair versus hair match. We've got the very egotistical, narcissistic backstabber, David Tyler, taking on the young and up-and-coming Josh Adams. Now, David Tyler was a fan favorite for the last several years. And
well, I don't know about a fan favorite. I mean, he wasn't my favorite.
the fans didn't hate him. I'll say that the fans, at least, they didn't hate him back then.
I will give you that.
But he has just developed this chip on his shoulder, this horrific attitude that I just don't understand where it's coming from. And for whatever reason, he is taking it out on Josh Adams. I mean, come on. You tried to cut the man's hair. What in the world? Is he that insecure that he's getting a receding hairline or something? That he's trying to make somebody as bald as he's going?
I think that, and this is strictly my opinion, Josh Adams represents all of the potential and opportunities David Tyler had just a few years ago. And I think that Josh potentially has done a little bit more with it. And I kind of think that's what sparked this whole thing off.
You know, it very well could be. But, I mean, you got to give credit where credit's due. Josh gets in there and he works. And I'm not saying David Tyler didn't work.
Oh, absolutely not.
But it's one of those where, you know, just because somebody's maybe doing a little bit better at this point in their career than you were doing at that point and you're afraid they're going to surpass you, well, you know, to me that's just motivation to step your game up even more. At least that's what I think it should be. I mean,
don't get me wrong. I love some good facial hair, but I'm pretty sure that's going to be gone come FanFest.
Oh, Lord, let's hope so. Because he looks like he's about to join the cast of Dynasty or something.
Might be able to throw the edge in there, too, get rid of some of that beard while we're at it. But, you know, it's all good.
There you go. That's the way to do it. We've got a huge, and you have felt the wrath of at least one of these individuals. Actually, I think probably a few of them. We've got a huge tag team title match. The Crimson Mafia is going to defend against Big, Bad, and Extreme in what I believe is our first ever handcuff match.
I believe you're right. I believe you are.
Where you have to manage to handcuff both of your competitors in order to win. Now, here's the catch, and this is one of my favorite parts of this match. There will be no interference from Wildcat Chris Harris due to the fact he will be handcuffed on the outside of the ring to not one, but both members of the Natty Boys.
Yeah, I think that it's going to be very, very safe to say that there's not going to be any interference while little Wildcat Chris Harris he's not going anywhere. Those are two big boys that will throw down if need be. And you know, Crimson Mafia, I've definitely been on the receiving end of some lovely boots out of the ring as of late.
That is rude.
That's extreme, you know? They really offer something different. No one can keep up with Aaron Extreme. No one.
No. I agree with you there.
You've got the big man in the ring, so you've got that equalizer, but I don't know that they can keep up with Aaron.
He definitely brings something different to the table, and we may just see new tag team champions come FanFest. And I for one, would love to see it because the Mafia has been so smug because they think that they can do whatever they want, and there's no consequences. Nobody can take the titles from them. Well, I think come this Saturday, they're going to find out when the odds are actually evened out. There's no third man advantage.
Absolutely.
That they're not as undefeatable as they think they are. And for oh my goodness sakes, what about that strap match?
I don't want to go anywhere near that ring. Larry D terrifies me, as would any person I think in the world, especially when he's angry. And to say that Brody Cormick has made him angry, I think that's an understatement.
Very probable.
You can't just take a man like Larry D and literally choke him out with a belt and strap him with a belt where, I mean, we've seen the pictures. That belt literally embedded itself in his skin. Larry D is coming. He's bringing every single ounce of what he's got. Brody better be ready.
Oh, absolutely. And I've heard a few of the fans say this, and I'm in agreement with this next match. We've got Jay Donaldson taking on the Star Rider. Now, Star Rider has been on quite the roll. He's had, on a number of occasions, he seemed to have had Jay Donaldson's number. Now, if Star Rider loses this match, he has to unmask and reveal his true identity to the NWF Army. However, if Jay Donaldson loses, he will then have to wear a mask. That can be a vast improvement.
No, that would be incredibly better than what it is right now. I mean, he says he's 22, but I'm pretty sure there's about 16 years of experience on that.
Yeah.
I mean, can't be Star Rider, just like you said, Star Rider has been on a roll. And I'm not one of those girls that typically enjoys a lot more of the high-flying action. That's not normally my style. But I want to say this. I love watching Star Rider in the ring. Like, he can flat out go, and it's crisp, and it's beautiful. I love it, and I can't wait to see Jay Donaldson in a mask.
Right? And I'm in agreement. I'm not – high fly is not normally my cup of tea. However, Star Rider, just there's something different about him when he's in that ring, and it is fun. It is exciting, and it is an absolute sight to behold when you watch him. And you know, of course, the NWF Army loves him, and I mean, who wouldn't? He goes out. He is the ultimate underdog, and he has come out on top of some really big matches as of late.
And it all started back with the Rumble. And frankly, I don't think a single fan nor a single wrestler in that locker room would have ever thought that Star Rider was coming out on top of that. So, I mean, he has certainly made his mark this year, to say the least.
Most definitely. Speaking of making marks, Nasty Russ and Jesse Hyde, and pretty much what's going to be, it's not a match, it's not, there's going to be nothing technical, that's just straight out a fight. And I see that being very ugly, very quick.
And you, You know, I've been on the receiving end of Nasty Russ's fighting not so long ago. And, I mean, I, for one, I can't say that I'd want to be back there again. But Dusty Hyde, you know, he's Fairfield's son, and he has scratched and clawed his way out of many a fight. I for one, wish I had a front row seat to that one. I'm going to be honest.
I'm going to say this. Nasty Russ has brought out a side of Jesse Hyde I never thought any of us would ever see. Because last month in Fairfield, Jesse just went ballistic on him, and I was sitting there. I was
yeah,
like,
I've seen
oh
that man's face go through a back window of a Jeep, and I still have never seen him anything like he was last month.
Exactly. Now, here's one. This one is kind of interesting to me because Pompano Joe has been doing this homie don't play that open challenge. And we've seen some really interesting people come out of the woodwork to accept that challenge. And I've got to tell you, Fanfest, that was when Roger Ruffin made this announcement, I was in complete and utter shock. It is going to be Pompano Joe versus TNA superstar and OVE member Dave Crist.
I do not think you were the only one that was utterly shocked, but I will say it's fantastic. Everything goes from your nose to your toes, and you know what? I know why Dave Crist came out, because everyone wants to answer that challenge. And I'm going to be honest, they have gone toe-to-toe before, but it's FanFest, and it's the first time the NWF is going to see this, and it is something you do not want to miss.
Absolutely not. Both competitors, we know Pompano Joe is going to bring his A-game. Dave Crist, no slouch. So, fans, if you want to see something hot...
You just better hope that radio stays in the buckle.
Right. Because we all know that radio comes into play, it could be lights out for Dave Crist.
Absolutely.
Talking about somebody putting your lights out, we have that tables match, Titan and Muldoon. Now, personally, I blame Titan for being pissed off and angry and just wanting to rip Muldoon apart. But that is one big individual, and he's scary.
Cannot argue that in the least. You know, but like the Titan has said, I mean, both of them are former champions in their own right. And the Titan has certainly more than defended against very unlikely opponents in the last several years. And Muldoon, to his own right, has tackled many opponents that, you know, even with his size, it seemed unlikely he was going to overcome it. And just the fact that I know one of them is going to have to go through a table, I'm pretty excited about this match.
Oh, definitely. Let's see if the Titan can pull this one out of his hat, because that's just, ooh.
He's going to have a hell of a fight, but they call him the king of the fight for a reason.
Exactly. Now this, Lord help me. I know who I want to see walk out, but we've got Hollywood Adam Swayze taking on Tri-State champion Alex Hayden. Now, I know your opinion on his manager.
Fight people
yeah.
right now. Because this is ridiculous.
Lord. Welcome to the show, Gideon Weinstein.
Thank you. Thank you. It is about time.
Seriously?
I've been trying to get through. Shut up. This is my show now. because clearly, there was a bunch of stupid, boring dribble coming out of your mouth. And I heard you put my boss's name in your mouth, and I had to stop that. I had to stop that. See, I put the show on because I was going to take a nap. I wanted to fall asleep, and I figured your voice could do it. And then I heard you just talk and talk and talk and talk. And it started making me upset because I don't like you.
And
I don't like your face. Shut up. I am speaking. You don't talk when I'm talking. So, in order to boost the ratings, Ace Diamond, you're welcome. Welcome to another edition of the Hollywood Adam Swayze Show with your special co-host, Gideon Weinstein. Boss, are you there? No, he isn't.
Oh,
you know
so you
why?
Can't, you can't even
know
him.
You know why Dead. He's not there? Because he's... Get it, boss! There he is. Gideon, boss, why did you text me asking me to pick up my phone and call in on this show? Why would I care what Big Mama and Nikki Victory have to say? One, Nikki Victory ain't even there. So, Big Mama, my question to you is how do you feel confident in yourself
that
your
tag
team partner for FanFest can't even show up to a phone call? How is she going to show up to a fight?
He's not on the phone call because he's too busy training in the gym.
I have been on
my
whole time.
You, apparently.
Thank you, boss. That is a very, very good point. Your partner can't even show.
Exactly.
And also, I'd like to say, Miss Callie, thank you for inviting me. I can already see that this was going to be a very one-sided interview with just Big Mama's opinions, Nikki Victory's opinions, if she can learn how to form them herself, because I don't think I've ever heard her talk except for the time she told me to shut up. So listen here. I hate all of yous. I hate both of your stupid faces. FanFest, August 18th, I am going to... What's going on?
Bye-bye.
What was that about him being able to manage phone calls?
I have no idea.
They're a pair of loudmouths that... Like I said, I'm hoping to see Alex Hayden walk out of FanFest, still Tri-State champion, and send that Hollywood hemorrhoid wannabe back where he belongs.
You know, I think that's about the only finish you could ask for out of that match. I'm going to be completely honest.
Now, before we get to the match, I want to talk to you ladies about last one, opinions from both of you. We've got the NWF Championship on the line. The Golden Boy, Mr. Golden Ticket Holder himself, Jordan Clearwater, challenging the greatest villain of all time, Ryan Stone, inside a steel cage. But that's not the only thing that's going on in that match, because they have a special guest referee, none other than the man, Roger Ruffin.
And you know, I mean, this is not common knowledge, you know. I'm with Roger, and he has been absolutely, completely torn up over this match. On one hand, you've got the Golden Boy. Jordan, he has gone through every single step and every single action that he has been asked to do. And he has earned every single bit of accolades that he's come across. None of those have been handed to him. And on the other hand, you have the years and years and years of history with Ryan Stone. I mean,
exactly.
They were the most dominant faction of the Protected Ones that, frankly, I think has ever crossed the stage of the Northern Wrestling Federation.
I have to agree with that.
I mean, I can tell you that he wants to call it right down the middle. But that doesn't mean it's not. It's easy.
Oh, absolutely not. And, I mean, we've had a series of, obviously, misunderstandings between Roger and Jordan, starting with that contract signing. I mean, personally, from my vantage point, I don't think Jordan intended to hit Roger.
I don't think so. That's definitely not what I saw. But
I mean, I saw
also,
their
you are no stranger to Ryan Stone, and you know just how crazy he is.
Oh, absolutely. He is probably the most underhanded, conniving, backstabbing, bottom-feeding individuals that have ever held that title. And truth be told, I think he's a disgrace.
But he definitely gets results. There's no arguing that.
No, and you don't have to like how he gets the results, but you're right, he does get them.
Absolutely.
Now, we also have, and I'm sorry, I didn't bring this one up earlier, as a bonus match for VIP fans only, we have the future stars of the Northern Wrestling Federation competing in a battle royal on what I would consider, and I'm sure you ladies would consider, and most of our locker room would consider, the grandest stage in the Northern Wrestling Federation, and that is FanFest, for a permanent spot up on the main roster.
You know, I've been around for 12 years, and I can certainly guarantee you that had I had that opportunity when I was at their career age, I would have done absolutely every single thing in my power. And I will tell you this. I've been a part of the Future Star shows. That group of young men and women have more heart, more passion, more ability, and just flat out, their work rate is incredible.
Absolutely. And
I couldn't even begin to tell you who's going to come out on top, because there is so much talent coming from that pool.
Oh, absolutely. You've got individuals such as Kimba, who, if anybody's seen the Future Stars events, has run an open challenge to any member of the main roster. And he has managed to gain victories over individuals such as Crazy Ed. He's defeated
one half of
the
tag team champion, Tony Bryant.
Exactly. And he's one of the most decorated champions in the Northern Wrestling Federation. So that speaks volumes that that kid gained a victory over somebody like Anthony Bryant. You've got the man who calls himself the future, the right now, Andrew Reed. I mean, he has no qualms with taking
He's
the low
held
road.
His own against Jordan. He has held his own against the Golden Boy. I will give him all credit where credit is due. I don't like his methods, and I certainly don't like the attitude. But he delivers in the ring.
Exactly. You've got the MOB. You've got Andre Makarov and Big Cuz, who just... What can you say about Big Cuz other than he's huge?
He's huge. I have taken many toast slams from that lovely group called the Pumpkinheads. I wouldn't want to end up on Big Cuz's toast slam by any means.
Oh, exactly. I mean, there's a multitude of individuals, and you're right, they do have heart, passion, talent, charisma. I mean, I haven't seen a group of individuals come through Bone Crushers like that in, I don't know if I've ever seen a group quite like that, not in this magnitude anyway. So it's going to be very interesting to see who comes out the victor in that match and earns that spot on the main roster.
Absolutely.
But now, let's get to the match I know both of you ladies want to weigh in on, and that is Big Mama and Nikki Victory taking on Gideon Weinstein and that crashy Lexi Green.
Nikki, what do you think about Lexi Green? What do you think about Gideon Weinstein?
Well, for months and months now, we've dealt with Gideon putting his nose where it belongs, getting restraining orders to where we can't even come in the building. I've had about as much as I can take with him, and Lexi is just icing on the cake. I mean, I'm just ready for FanFest. It's time to put an end to them.
Nikki said it pretty well. I don't know if you've
had
that growling. I don't know. We have brought a little bit of extra training into our regimen as of late. We brought out Coach Lotus, and we know what he did for the rookies.
Oh, absolutely.
But then not
Coach
only
Lotus
that,
isn't a joke.
Not only that, we have been at the Future Star shows battling it out, making sure that we even know how to work with each other the best. I'll tell you what, I don't see Lexi Green coming up from wherever her second generation sensation that lives. Oh, wait. Nikki, have you ever seen Gideon Weinstein wrestle?
I don't believe I have. I'm
no,
pretty sure he's
no.
going to be relying on Lexi.
Yeah, and last time I recall that Lexi stepped into the NWF, not including this summer, I got a big victory over her in Ludlow, Kentucky last summer.
Well, yes, you did.
Don't get me wrong. Lexi Green certainly took advantage in Fairfield for both June and July by taking over on Nikki and taking over on me. But the only way they could do it was that they had to do it together. And their teamwork is nothing in comparison to me and Nikki.
Well, now, I have seen you two battle.
We have worked so hard together, and we're definitely coming into this prepared.
I have seen you two train together. I have seen you two work opposite each other at the Future Stars show. I can honestly say I think that you two have brought the best out in one another. You mentioned you brought Coach Lotus in to kind of like that extra push, that extra motivation to help make sure you guys had everything possible that you needed coming in to FanFest. Well, I hope
you know,
it down the throat.
I'm just going to say it. You know, everybody knows FanFest is the NWF premiere and grand stage. Everybody knows that who's been around. But everybody also knows that when it comes to FanFest moments, I definitely intend to leave my mark. And I'm pretty sure that mark is going to be on Lexi's face or Gideon's face.
I can't wait to see that. And you are right. You definitely do like to leave a mark when it comes to FanFest. We've seen you dive off the top of a cage, which, let me tell you, I don't think I've ever seen another woman do that in the Northern Wrestling Federation. And if it's happened anywhere else, it is the rarest thing possible. So that is amazing.
I don't recommend
see.
It for anybody's health, but it definitely achieved what I needed to get done.
And I hope you both get it done this Saturday in Fairfield at FanFest 12. People, if you have not gone out and gotten your tickets yet, they are still available at the BP station on Main Street in Hamilton. VIP tickets are $20. They will get you in at 2 o'clock. They get you two bonus matches that only VIP ticket holders will see. General admission will let you in at 2:30 for all the fun, excitement, the games, the dunk tank, which, God, that to me, I love watching some of these guys get put in the dunk tank.
Oh, don't forget the pies buffet.
Oh, absolutely. You get the pie wrestler in the face.
I'm going to spend some money there with Agent Weinstein, I have a feeling.
I'm going to laugh. I'm not going to lie, I'm going to laugh when you do. The main show starts at 5 o'clock. So go out, get your tickets. Be sure you are at FanFest 12. I am telling you people now, this is the biggest show of the year. This is the biggest FanFest the NWF has ever put on. And we don't do anything halfway in the Northern Wrestling Federation. It is balls to the wall, guns blazing, every show. But FanFest, everybody, from the people that set up to the people performing, everybody just brings that extra something to that event. You don't want to miss it. So be sure you join us at FanFest 12 this Saturday at the UKW Hall in Fairfield. Come out, watch Big Mama, watch Nikki Victory as they beat the living dog snot out of Lexi Green and Gideon Weinstein. Ladies.
Well, thank you for having it. I appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.
I appreciate you ladies joining us. Definitely would like to have a sit down and have another interview where we can discuss just women's wrestling in general, your careers, and see what else comes up in that conversation.
So you could go many, many roads.
Right? But ladies, I want to thank you very much for joining me this evening. Thank you for giving your insight on these matches. I look forward
thank
to watching
you.
Thank
you, and I hope you have a great night. Come on out to FanFest.
You too. Absolutely. People, get your tickets. Get them now. Remember, VIPs will sell out quickly, so get your tickets if you have not already. Ace Diamond, what do you have to say?
It sounds like these ladies are ready for FanFest, and tell you what, I'm ready to see them in action.
You will not be disappointed. I will guarantee that. I will put money down on the line. These ladies are going to tear it up. So people, get your tickets, get them now. FanFest 12, this Saturday in Fairfield. Remember, VIP tickets are $20. They get you in at 2 p.m. They're available at the BP station on Main Street in Hamilton. General admission, you'll be let in at 2:30 to enjoy all the fun, the games, the excitement that is FanFest. And the main show starts at 5 p.m. VIP ticket holders, remember, you are treated to two bonus matches that only VIP ticket holders will see. So there's the extra motivation right there just to get VIP tickets, because you'll see two matches nobody else gets to see, and you'll have an insight to the tone of the whole day from the beginning. So get your tickets, get them now, and we will see everybody this Saturday in Fairfield for FanFest 12. You don't want to miss the action.
Absolutely not. Ladies and gentlemen, like the lady said, FanFest 12, be there. You don't want to miss it. I'm not going to miss it.
I'm certainly not going to miss it.
I want to thank Big Mama and Nikki Victory and our unexpected guests, Gideon Weinstein and Hollywood Adam Swayze, for being on the show tonight. Miss Callie, I'll see you at FanFest.
See you there, Ace.
Have a good night, everybody.